Seeds.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 22nd day of March 2009. We've got 2 hours laid out here before us. I want everybody within the sound of my voice, especially conservatively tens of thousands of people on different AM and FM stations or the internet tuning in for the first time, listen to me very, very carefully. You are being robbed. Criminals have hijacked the government. They have decided to bankrupt everything so they can consolidate all of the wealth in this country criminally. And the elite knows that the working class cannot tell the difference between middle class and elite. And so the elite is sicking the working class on the middle class, the historical enemy of the ultra rich. Now listen to me very, very carefully. It is in government documents, think tank documents. I have written articles. We have made films. I have been covering it for 14 years. That the globalists plan to put a police state grid in control of the U.S. and then implode the economy. It is now happening by design. And there isn't time to screw around or sit on the fence about this anymore. In my stacks of news, a huge stack I'm going to analyze on the second banker bailout, the world currency openly being announced, and what all of this means. We will not be talking about the $165 million bonuses at AIG. That is nothing. That is the Congress's diversion and the president's diversion from the $9.7 trillion that AP and Bloomberg have reported that has disappeared. And I've got video clips. In fact, pull it up again. Senator Sanders grills Bernanke. And there's scores of these clips where they say, where is the trillions? And they go, we will not tell you. I got a clip of the former Fed chairman, Greenspan, private Fed head, on Lehrer NewsHour saying, we're above all three branches of government. No one can question us. Well, you read the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, you know that's a fraud. But even if you haven't read that, anything that's above the law is called tyranny. So I've got that stack of news. Then I have a police state stack of news. About 2 weeks ago, we broke the news story on my weekday radio show about the MIAC report written by the feds and issued to the state police in Missouri. Subsequently, we've gotten state police reports out of Alabama, Texas, California, and others. CNN covered it night after night. Fox covered it. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh covered it day after day. They never gave us any credit for breaking it. I received the secret report, and I got called a liar for a week. The governor of Missouri has come out and said it's real. I've had state reps on, it's real. It's now admitted. But I always take the heat because we're doing the real research here, and we come out with it first. Now, since then, they've made a lot of other announcements, including martial law for major U.S. cities, mainstream news. You know, for really 12 years of my 14 on air, I've been warning people about the military training to confiscate guns, the police state, and people say, oh, you're just crying wolf, it hadn't happened. All I knew is I would go to urban warfare drills and witness Marines and Army training to confiscate our guns and saying it was for the U.S. And I said, they could do this anytime. I don't know. This is scary. The bankers say they'll implode the economy first and then bring this in. And now we're here and it's happening. No, I was a man before my time. I knew what I was talking about. You know, we pushed in the national spotlight a month ago in Iowa. The Army, it was in the newspaper, being quoted, a sergeant being quoted, going, yeah, we're going to lock down the city and do mock gun confiscations door to door. People couldn't believe that report, and then it became mainstream. We don't make any of this stuff. Understand that. And I'm sorry this is scary. I'm freaked out by it, too. I live here. I have family. I have children. So I'm going to get into that. Also, CDC takes closer look at Gardasil and paralysis. This is from U.S. News and World Report. Also have CBS News and Associated Press. Now, 2.5 years ago, during the trials of Gardasil, a large percentage of those that took it had paralysis or death. I was only reading their own trials on air, and I had doctors and people on, and people who'd been in the trials who died or who'd had family that had died or who had gotten sick. It's now mainstream news again. Exactly. You can Google Alex Jones Gardasil and pull up video interviews I did 2.5 years ago saying it causes paralysis. That's what it does. Okay? Now, it's now mainstream news again. This is what I do. This is what I research constantly, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day on top of being on the radio. Now, I'm done talking about our research. The point is, get ready for intensive news and information to be covered and your phone calls coming up. Now, here is the banking stack of news. I'm just going to read the headlines. Fed's planning 15-fold in U.S. monetary base. U.S. Federal Reserve announces massive increase in government debt. Now, this is Rolling Stone article we got a link to up on Infowars.com. Finally, mainstream media is getting it right. The global economic crisis isn't about money, it's about power. How Wall Street insiders are using the bailout to stage a revolution. And they got it right in this detailed report. The bankers are bragging to stockholders. That even comes out in mainstream financial publications. They engineered the whole stinking thing. There is no aid coming. There is no cavalry coming. They want to hurt you. They're conquerors. They're ruthless. That's why they're in control. Stop being so sappy and so weak and so passive and so trusting. That is the Rolling Stone magazine. Here's another mainstream headline, the National Post, big paper in Canada. Is this the end of America? And it says, helicopter Ben Bernanke's Federal Reserve is dropping trillions of fresh paper dollars on the world economy. No, he isn't. He's dropping it into their own bank accounts. The President of the United States is cracking jokes on late-night comedy shows. His energy minister is threatening a trade war over carbon emissions. His Treasury Secretary is dithering over banking reform program and raising concerns over his competence. Oh, he's competent, all right. They're doing this on purpose. And monumental, dysfunctional U.S. Congress is launching another public jihad against corporations and bankers. Then they go in and talk about the implosion. Here's another one by Lou Rockwell. Robbery writ monumental. What it means when they monetize the debt. The government's buying its own debt now. The world isn't. That means wheelbarrows like Weimar Republic. Or what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Trillion-dollar notes. Here's another one from AP. 13 companies getting bailout money owe back taxes. Yeah, their CEOs just don't pay their taxes. Now, here's one out of the London Telegraph. What's really behind all this? IMF printing billions of dollars in global quantitative easing, issuing a new global currency, a new global super currency. Here's another Reuters headline. UN wants $750 billion green investment. And when you read it, it's actually a tax. Okay, now that's just some of the news here. But here's the big one, and I'm going to go back through all these. Here's the big one. Just a small window into what criminal liars these individuals are, lock, stock, and barrel. In my film, The Obama Deception, that I've made in the last 3 months, it was done about 3 weeks ago, it was released last week, but the information is that up to date. I show Obama's executive order supposedly shutting down these huge bonuses to bailed out companies. And in there, he says they all can do whatever they want and are immune. So, see, it was advertised as he was slapping them on the wrist, but it was actually the opposite. So we'll come back and get into all this. And now he's been caught red-handed with Senator Dodd.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are back live. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get into the state police around the country being taught by the feds that anybody who has a Ron Paul sticker, anybody that talks bad about the banks is a terrorist. There's been a giant new development on that front. I made some phone calls this weekend and confirmed it. I had the Army watching me up in Dallas at the In the Fed demonstration. In November of last year, we were there protesting the private Federal Reserve in Dallas. It was going on at 38 locations. The video of that is in my film, The Obama Deception. And the U.S. Army, violating federal law, was there. It's a felony, but they were there spying on us, and we got the documents from inside the military. Big libertarian group got them as well. They're all posted right now on Infowars.com. That's how serious this is. Remember, week and a half ago, there were the horrible shootings in Germany and Alabama. I said they'd all be on Prozac drugs. Of course, it turned out they were, but that's a side issue. They always are. It's on the drug insert. It admits it causes psychopathic behavior. When you wake up on the wrong side of the bed taking the hallucinogenic drug, it's what it's in the class, but the hallucinogen class. But I saw a Reuters photo, and it said the Army was there, 22 MPs running checkpoints after the shooting. Regular Army. So we called and got the Army colonel on, and he admitted that they were there. And I said, well, that's a violation of posse comitatus. And he said, no, it's not. I said, you were engaging in law enforcement activities. I read him the federal law on air. Well, now the Houston Chronicle, Associated Press, Reuters, CNS News, the Army's doing an investigation of violating federal law. So, you know, there you go. I first report the Army's there because I see the photo in Reuters. No other news, just a photo of the troops. We call up Fort Rucker, confirm they're there, put out a report on it. Now, I have the Army following me around. Now, that's who we had following us around when I covered Bilderberg in Virginia last year. Was Army in plain clothes. That, too, is a violation of federal law. But they just don't care. So when I sit here and tell you folks that we're getting followed around by the Army, people think I'm joking about the FBI calls we get at the office, but who knows how real it is, and they're running the show. I mean, this is reality, ladies and gentlemen, because we're exposing who the real criminals are that run the government, and they don't like it. Now, the good news is the military and the police, that's where we're learning about all this from. They don't like it either. They know this is tyranny. They know we're the good guys. All right, that said, you know, I started the show saying the $165 million bailout money being spent by AIG, it's in the tens of billions in bonuses so far with different companies, but the $165 million in new bonuses, the third round since 5.5 months ago, October 3rd, the bailout, got everybody really hot. And then Obama came out last Monday and said, look, we didn't know about this till this week. We are very upset, and I'm going to do something about this. Because remember, months ago, he got up and said, first day in office, second day in office, he said, look, we're going to punish the people that did this. We're going to put caps on CEOs, which, by the way, is socialism and a very dangerous precedent. And then I read his executive order, and it said all the big bailout companies who got any of the money, they're exempt in perpetuity from following the rules. And that I show the executive order and read it on air and put it in my new film. That's why Monday, when I saw Senator Dodd running around saying, I am so angry at the bailouts, he's been doing this for months, I am so mad about the CEO bonuses and executive bonuses in the billions, we're going to do something about this with new laws to only give them more power. And then it turned out that, of course, into the accompanying bill, Senator Dodd had actually written the part giving him the money and giving him the loophole. See, that's perfect cover. That is perfect, perfect cover when he's the one doing it. But then when he got in all this trouble and there was talk of impeaching him by Wednesday, he came out in Bloomberg and said, Obama told me to do that. And here is Bloomberg. Dodd blames Obama administration for bonus amendment. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd said the Obama administration asked him to insert a provision in last month's $787 billion economic stimulus legislation that had the effect of authorizing American International Group, Inc.'s bonuses, and hundreds of others, I would add. Now, meanwhile, here's a CNN headline from Wednesday. Geithner, I should have known about bonus problems sooner. Now, it's now come out that it was Geithner specifically, and this is in the Obama deception as well, mainstream news, who wrote the banker bailout takeover plan that they then gave to Paulson with Bush that they had passed. See, they work in perfect tandem, like a rowing team or a football team or passing the baton. I mean, this is perfect synchronized crime operation. Now imagine, Obama is still running around saying he knew nothing about it when he signed the executive order and then had Dodd pass the accompanying law. They're saying they don't know about it when they wrote it. And this was no secret. It was all over financial publications with a $787 billion stimulus a month or so ago. I mean, it's in my film, The Obama Deception. I mean, I'm just little old Alex Jones, and I know all about this. So think of the level of deception. And for all you conservatives out there who are loving this attack on Obama, I noticed when I listened to talk radio, there's no mention of the Republicans and how they were team players on this. Now, granted, they were the front line. They were the linemen. Geithner and Obama were the quarterbacks. You know, they were the running back and quarterback here, or the wide receiver. They're the brains of the operation. And again, I'm nonpartisan. I'm saying in the left-right paradigm, realize the same offshore banks own both parties. And people still can't seem to get that through their head. And until folks do that, nothing is going to change. But I want it to sink in very, very clearly there. Obama is running around saying, well, that's another thing. People see trailers for the Obama deception, and, you know, there'll be hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of views for the trailers on YouTube and Google. There's all these comments going, how dare you in the trailer show Obama and then show Paulson? You know, Obama was against the bailout. You right-wing fascist? No. That's why we have both of them in the trailers together, because they all worked together. And it wasn't a banking bailout. It was a banking takeover where they could take trillions of dollars secretly and not tell anybody where it was going, or they basically have a pardon for everything they've done. Now, every time you hear about a new bailout or a new stimulus package, it has nothing to do with that. It is hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars, depending on the package, directly into these crooks' pockets. So I'm going to explain again. Researching, watching C-SPAN, making the Obama deception in the last 3 months, we have countless clips of Senator Dodd wagging his fingers saying, how dare them have a bailout? How dare them have bonuses? Because, you know, we're like into round three now on the bonuses. They have them every month or two. And I had so much evidence against him, I didn't even stick Dodd in there. I'm going to make a little video for the web that has him in there, where he's saying he's fighting all this while he's the guy that was their man in Congress writing it. You know, the Democrats control Congress. They're the ones that passed this, and then Bush shoved it through. So Obama's saying he knows nothing about it when he wrote the stinking thing, and his Treasury Secretary was already in control before Bush even left office. That is on record. Now, more, even just more shocking news straight ahead on the banking front. You think they've raped you so far? Get ready.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
After midnight, we're gonna juggle a midshine. We are back live.
We're gonna stimulate some action. We're gonna get some satisfaction. We're gonna find out where it is already.
It's amazing. All this news is off the chart here. We've got to go through it all. Your phone calls are coming up here in a little while at 877-590-5525. That number, 877-590-5525, if you want to get involved on air and comment on anything I brought up or any other news item or story you wish to discuss. But finishing up with the banking, every time it's been done in Germany and in hundreds of other countries, in Zimbabwe right now, it happened in Argentina 9 years ago, every time the government starts buying its own debt, they create the fiat currency, and then they supposedly have it backed up with some value, investors and governments buy it. And Bush tripled the size of government. Obama is set in his first year in office to double that again. In his first term, he's set to quadruple what it currently is, so it's just exponential. By the way, I've got a bill here that's gotten a lot of attention the last few weeks. It's very close to passing, that will ban gardens, fruit trees, chickens. You'll have to have special government licenses and control to have that. You can't make this stuff up. We're being hit from every angle and every side with classical tyranny. The country has cancer. It's called the New World Order. It's called tyranny. So on the heels of everybody being distracted by the $165 million, that is a distraction from the $9.7 trillion that's been stolen by offshore banks with the, quote, banker bailout, really a takeover. But it is not a distraction if you look at how they lied about it. See, they brought this out to make it a distraction, sort of grandstanding, and Dodd and the Democrats as well as some Republicans and Obama, this is outrageous. And people went, wait a minute, you wrote it. Wait a minute, you signed the executive order. Wait a minute, you did this. And now the rats are fighting with each other, Dodd saying, hey, the White House told me to do this. Now, if that upsets you, ladies and gentlemen, you should know that Tuesday of last week, the Federal Reserve announced what we already told you 3 months ago. On record. We wrote stories about it because it was in foreign financial publications. And that is that the private Federal Reserve began buying U.S. bonds with U.S. taxpayer money. Let me explain. They create fiat currency, then they're giving it in the bailout, then they buy the bonds and they make the profit. I mean, this isn't just giving them the trillions. They then loan it back to us with interest attached. I mean, boy, that's good work if you can get it. So we have all of that happening and going on right now. And it's being reported in the Financial Times of London and MarketSkeptics.com and other places, Fed planning 15-fold increase in U.S. monetary base. Now, you're not going to get that cash on the ground. Less than 1% of the fiat numbers in government computers and bank computers is manifest by physical cash. You don't get any of this. They're actually tightening down on loans and what you can get for houses or tuition or whatever. They're hoarding all of it, you understand? But you got to pay it back in taxes, and you get none of it. The Fed is planning moves that would more than double its balance sheet assets by September by $4.5 trillion from $1.9 trillion. Whether expressing approval or concern over the Fed's intentions, most commentators still don't understand the real magnitude of the projected expansion of the U.S. monetary base because they don't take into account the amount of dollars circulating abroad in U.S. monetary base. There's the M1, M2, M3 money supply. This 15-fold increase will be impossible to reverse. Next September, when the Fed realizes it's gone too far, they know that, and tries to reverse its balance sheet's expansion, it will be unable to do so. The realities which will hinder the Fed's control of the money supply are at least 70% of all U.S. currency is held outside the country. That's right. And when it starts coming back into the United States, that's Weimar Republic. And the world's already dumping dollars. The dollar plunged by 10% last week. That's why the Federal Reserve had to come in and buy U.S. notes because nobody else would buy it. And it just goes on and on. But I tell you, this article out of Rolling Stone tells it like it is. The big takeover. Yeah, I got a film called Police State 2, The Takeover. The globalist economic crisis isn't about money. It's about power. How Wall Street insiders are using the bailout to stage a revolution. And when you read the Trilateral Commission, RAND Corporation, CFR, they publicly brag their engineering economic collapse to bring in a one-world currency and a bank of the world that will rule every country on earth. You want sources on that? London Telegraph this week? Financial Times of London this week? Newsweek again? I mean, I've got the new articles this week where they admit it, but this is not on U.S. TV. It's in some of the financial publications, and you talk about it. I mean, you read the London Telegraph on air, you get put in the police database because the police documents, the MIAC report and others that, again, Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Fox News, CNN all covered it this week that we broke a week and a half ago. And they say, if you believe the banks are corrupt, you believe they're running a scam, you believe a new world order exists, you believe there's going to be a new global currency, you are a cop-killing terrorist. And Ron Paul and Bob Barr and others that are listed in there are considering legal action. We broke that, what, on Thursday on the show that they're doing that. And then the governor of Missouri came out and said, I back the feds on this, put out by our state police, that the feds wrote. So that's the news there. Let me go ahead and get in to the MIAC report news. Again, just type MIAC report, and you can read all the AP and Reuters stories about it. It literally, I was sent the 9-page report by two separate state police officers in two different states. It's gone out everywhere under governor's letterhead, but the feds wrote it. And it says people that are pro-Second Amendment, cop-killing terrorist. I mean, it just demonizes anybody that, if you believe in the North American Union, cop-killing terrorist. But the police have woken up to this, and they've read it all in the mainstream news, and they go, wait a minute, people are crazy if they talk about this? They're dangerous if they talk about it? It's not working. Now, on the heels of that, We've gotten a Army document, and I've gotten these before, but never one that I'm in, where all over the country, they've announced in mainstream news, suddenly fusion centers, and they're putting regular Army and every major police department as liaisons. And, oh, the Army's out at the mass shooting, or they're out at the DWI checkpoint outside the base, searching citizens. And it's all a violation of federal law, but they're getting everybody ready for martial law. We expose it, they may back off. The point is, everything we warned you about is now happening. Kurt Nemo wrote the story for InfoWars.com. Army dispatched in response to end the Fed protest. This broke yesterday. This is first time on radio. It's up on InfoWars.com. Another world exclusive here. Thanks to the folks at the Libertarian Restoration Project who originally got the documents. The Liberty Restoration Project blog has posted an advisory released last November by the United States Army Reserve, which is now totally federal. It's under NORTHCOM. The United States Army Reserve Command is publishing the Force Protection Advisory to advise all Army Reserve personnel of the planned protest at all Federal Reserve banks, but it's private bank, and office locations within the United States on November 23, 2008. The document reads, the message provides situation awareness and recommendation mitigation measures. And then it goes into how to fight terrorists. And who are we? Well, Ron Paul went and spoke at one. I was there with Ron Paul's brother and led the deal with about 300 people in Dallas. It's in my film, The Obama Deception. And state police being there spying on us. And Dallas police is one thing, bullhorning the Federal Reserve. But the Army was there. The Army fights a foreign enemy. They kill things and break things. This is classic tyranny. And in the Army's report, you can go read, it says that, you know, we believe the Federal Reserve is private and we believe it's corrupt and that basically we're terrorists that are dangerous because we're protesting it. It's our First Amendment right where they're pointing out who's taken over the country, who's looting us, who's robbing us, and our own military is to be used against us, spying on us in plain clothes. According to the Army Reserve, the folks gathered and exercising the First Amendment response to the Federal Reserve loan sharking operation are essentially terrorists. The Army, quote, established relationships with local law enforcement and FBI and encouraged them to update alert rosters, according to the document. In 2003, Jim Gammerman, writing for American Free Press Service, noted that the Northern Command cooperates with other...
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I mean, think about it. Imagine I'm a radio talk show host. We have rallies with Ron Paul and Ron Paul's brother, a congressman. We go to Dallas. We protest the private Federal Reserve. We do it at 37 other locations around the country. And the Army is running around putting out reports like the Mayak report that the feds wrote saying, "Ron Paul sticker on your car, probably a terrorist. Almanac in your car, road almanac, can't have a map. That's terrorism." I have the one the feds put out to the Texas State Police, says cell phones, blue jeans, being nice to police. All these reports say community service, we're probably terrorist. Now, again, the entire apparatus you were told in anti-terror was to fight al-Qaeda, this imaginary CIA creation. And now they're swinging the whole thing around. The Patriot Act was written for the American people. All of it was. The Military Commissions Act, where citizens can be secretly grabbed, secretly held, secretly tried in kangaroo court, secretly executed. This is what our criminal government does all over the world. The bankers running things that run this nation have bankrupt hundreds of third world countries the same way. They take them over. That's why third world countries have troops on the streets, because they bankrupt everything to get control. And this particular report we got, secret report, was in the state of Texas, but said it was going on all over the country, where they go and meet with the police and the FBI and others, and they all hype up how we're a bunch of terrorists because we dare go out, and instead of protesting the puppet Bush or the puppet Obama, these nobodies, these front men, these Madison Avenue pitch men, we go directly. Did you pull up the senator clip where he's asking Bernanke, Senator Sanders? Yeah, let's go ahead and play. I guess he's a terrorist, too. The senator dared ask the private Federal Reserve chairman, where's the $2 trillion bucks? And that's just, you know, from months ago. It's now $9.7 trillion. He says, "I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to let you know." He says, "Well, it's on our website." And he says, "No, it's not." And he goes, "Well, I'm not going to tell you." I mean, how dare the Congress, how dare Ron Paul, how dare senators, how dare them ask the private Federal Reserve what it's doing? How dare the American people go out and protest? That's terrorism. The First Amendment's evil. And they demonize pocket constitutions, everything in these documents. They say if somebody talks about the Constitution, makes frequent references to it, they want to kill cops. But they claim they're friendly to police and want to work with them. Yeah, we want to take our government back. Police are losing their future, too. We have criminals running the government, so they're brainwashing the police and military that the patriots that know who the enemy is and who are peaceably exposing them, that we're somehow criminals. Well, I guess here's another one of the terrorists, then a senator, asking the private Federal Reserve head where the trillions are.
Talked about
with regard to the $2.2 trillion that the Fed has lent out. Mm-hmm. Now, I find it absolutely extraordinary that I wrote you a letter and I said, hey, who'd you lend the money to? What were the terms of those loans? How can my constituents in Vermont get some of that money? Who makes the decisions? Do you guys sit around in a room? Do you make it? Are there conflicts of interest? So my question to you is, will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars, will you tell us who got that money and what the terms are of those agreements?
We explain each of our programs. In terms of the terms, we explain the terms exactly.
Why?
We explain what the collateral requirements are. We explain what
to whom did you explain that?
It's on our website.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that information is available in our commercial paper.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No, because the reason that is counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the...
Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very...
Now, I got banks, and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved. It is a collateral.
All right, all lies. That's enough from him. You know, I thought of another clip I want. Google Alan Greenspan says Fed above the law. I want to play him on Lair NewsHour saying, look, the president, the Congress, nobody can question us. Nobody can audit us. Nobody can look at us. There's never been an audit of the Federal Reserve. Greenspan says Fed above the law. Now, imagine this. We didn't have these stinkers running our country until 1913. They engineered the Great Depression. That's been declassified. They engineer it all. This is the enemy of any free society. And by the way, while we were protesting the private Federal Reserve in Dallas, its branch bank, they had hundreds of high school teachers and professors in there brainwashing them for a federal program to go out and sell the public on what the private Federal Reserve's doing. And that's in the news today. San Francisco Chronicle. Obama plans huge pledge drive for his policies. He said on The Tonight Show a few nights ago, 13 million people signed up for his private campaign will go door to door pushing his agenda for a new banker bailout. So, see, it's okay for them to organize the public to sell their crime. But you go out and you protest and say, we don't like what you're doing. Hey, we sick the army on you. We spy on you in America like this is Russia or East Germany or Communist China or Cuba. You understand they're trying to mobilize a bunch of idiots to go along with them, to be sicked on the American people that don't want to go along with it? They just passed in the House compulsory national military service Thursday. I'm going to cover that later after I take calls. That's why I haven't taken calls yet. No, the phone's been loaded. Because, folks, the hour is late. We're being robbed by offshore banks. We're being robbed by offshore banks. The Federal Reserve is a private offshore bank. What more are you going to put up with? I have the army on me. I got the FBI calling my office. I get death threats constantly. This is real. They've already taken half of your pension funds and your 401k. They're going to take it all until you wake up. You understand? We're the people here fighting these crooks. You understand that? We're the ones risking our lives for you idiots out there that have been saying we're conspiracy theorists. All we're covering is documented fact. Here is Alan Greenspan in his own milquetoast way saying, we're above the law. Listen to this carefully.
What is the proper relationship? What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Stop right there. We're an independent agency. Back it up. I want to play it again. We're an independent agency. The Congress, the President, they can't look at us, they can't question us. Oh, really? The legislative, the executive, and the judicial all are supposedly co-equal. But now they claim the President's a dictator under PDD 51, John Warren Defense Authorization Act and others. Now he's up there saying, no, what's my relationship with the President? It doesn't really matter because they can't look at us, they can't question us. This is a private bank. Go back to it.
other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And
back it up. Play it again. I want folks to listen carefully. The Congress, everything's okay as long as the Congress doesn't look at us. And everything's good and everything's fine as long as the president can't look at us. You know, we're independent. We do whatever we want. We're the private bankers that bankrupted and took over this country in 1913, and we'll do whatever we want. Listen, children. I go out and I protest these people, and the army's there watching us with the police and FBI like we're terrorists. And now they're conditioning the public. Oh, for DWI checkpoints and car wrecks, the army's going to help police. And oh, there's going to be military and local FEMA camps for emergencies with the local police. And oh, we've hired 26,000 preachers to prepare their flocks to go to FEMA camps for their safety. And the InfraGuard, 50,000 executives are prepared. And oh, there was a mass shooting in Alabama, so the army came out and ran checkpoints after it. And oh, you know, they're just getting everybody. And I told you that was illegal with the army in Alabama. Houston Chronicle headline, Army investigates whether federal law was violated, and they say, yes, it was. Listen to this carefully. This is a financial coup d'etat. Listen.
Actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is
no evidence
that...
Play it from the start. I want them to hear this whole clip carefully. Go ahead.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that...
All right, we'll be right back with the second hour.
And
we'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us, folks.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.